You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're in the middle of summer, and while some people are off on vacation, a lot of us have that creeping suspicion that we just can't get away from work. Whether it's money, guilt, or perhaps thinking that no one else can handle whatever it is we're currently obsessing over. Katie Dennis is Senior Director at Project Time Off, an advocacy group with the U.S. Travel Organization that researches and promotes the value of taking time off. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
I am about to go on my first real vacation since I came to Marketplace about 2 years ago. I just figured that out before I stepped in to interview you. How long do most people wait before they go on a vacation? Or how much vacation do we take?
Well, hopefully not 2 years. My goodness, I'm glad you're going to change that pattern. That's great. You know what? It's really interesting. When you look at how much vacation we've taken historically, there's this idea of the storied American work ethic, and that's always been part of the fabric of our country. But we looked at data from Bureau of Labor Statistics that starts back in the 70s. And from the 70s to about 2000, we have this really static trend line of taking about 20.3 days of vacation. And then we start to drop off, and the drop-off has not slowed. So in just the last 15 years, not even 15 years, we've managed to lose almost a full work week of vacation. So we're down to about 16 days a year. So this idea that we've always been this way is not actually true. This is a relatively recent phenomenon where we're taking so much less time.
And it's something we're trying to dig into. What is prompting that?
So there's a lot of things that are behind it. A lot of it has to do with technology. The other piece of it is we went through some hard times, and I think people are not necessarily as confident. And we see in our surveys a lot of this post-recessionary thinking is still lingering. So You've got people saying things like, well, the work is going to pile up if I leave, and no one else can do the job, and I don't want to be seen as replaceable. These are top inhibitors to people taking their time off. And a lot of this could actually be cleared up if we would talk about it a little bit more. Because as much as we've talked to employees, we've also talked to company leadership, managers, HR leaders, trying to get a sense of what they think about the issue. And what we're finding is they are overwhelmingly positive. They know all the benefits of taking time off. They know it's good for their employees. They know it's good for the team environment, which is something incredibly critical from a management standpoint. But they don't talk about it. Because when we ask employees, okay, what do you hear from company leadership, your manager, about this issue? Two-thirds of them say, I don't really hear anything.
And we should note that Project Time Off is supported by a consortium of travel companies, leisure companies, that there is, an economic interest in this as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's a huge boon for the economy. Is it going to benefit the travel industry? Of course it is. But it's also going to benefit the retail industry, the restaurant industry. I always say my receipts when I go shopping before a trip are criminal because I've spent far more than I should. Everyone's got a stake in this, but really there's a ton of jobs that could be produced from this as well.
Americans have a slight tendency, I think, to sneer at some other countries that have, you know, 30 days of paid vacation, or say, well, we've got this, you know, legendary work ethic. And yet, what do we know about how we stack up in terms of productivity with other countries that do have, you know, 10, 20 days of paid vacation?
So, you know, most people, when we talk about this issue, they're like, well, we're not going to be France.
Right.
No one says we have to be France. We can be the U.S. 15 years ago. You know, it doesn't have to be a massive, massive overhaul of everything that we consider normal. I actually was just looking at the typical hours per week worked that the OECD.
Organization OECD for Economic Cooperation. Yes.
Yes, those 37 countries that they look at. But Germany was one of the lowest hours per week worked countries out there. And I think everyone really highly regards their economy, Greece in particular. But that's something that, you know, is kind of interesting. They're highly productive, but they're on the lower end of hours. Because I think at a certain point, if you're overworked, your productivity drops off. There's tons of studies to show that. So it's one of those things where I know I went through that when I had my first child. I put in way more hours before, but then, you know, daycare does not care about my work life whatsoever. And my productivity, if anything, I feel like it went up, and I had to leave by 5 every single day because I think I was much more focused and much more driven toward a deadline. Vacation and planning can do that for you. You know you're working towards something. You know you've got to get it done. It really does generate a lot of productivity both before you leave and after because you've got that much more energy coming back.
Katie Dennis is a senior director of Project Time Off. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's great to be here.